I can. Right. Shoot. He's on.
Not yet.
You know, the only downside to the fact that my ICANN attitude allows me to, you know, to choose so many great things is that when you get in conversations with people and they say, well, I want to buy this, this, and this, and you're going, I'll tell you what, can you just punch your phone number into my phone and I'll send you my contact information, because I'm really, really late to get home right now because I'm supposed to be on a landline and not on a cell phone. Yeah, but the bonus was one of these customers is a customer of my parents who was at our home last night, or excuse me, last Thursday at an in-home we did, and she said, Vance, I got home and I went on the website, and, well, I was on it at 2 a.m. I said, that's not a good time to be shopping, 2 a.m., because you're going to make bad decisions, but maybe good for us. But anyway, did I hear the tail end of everybody sharing and reciting from memory, the second part of the mantra?
No, we didn't do that, Ben.
Okay, then that's what we're going to do right now. So let's do this. And if you've got any background noise, or you're in an area where there's kids, or you're, you know, you can hit star 6, so we can't hear that because we can hear everything. I'm in a soundproof, heavily insulated entertainment room, and other than the 8-year-old elephant that might be, you know, doing cartwheels up above me, you can't hear anything. At least you shouldn't be able to. So let's just do that right from the top here. And again, as I've said before, if you have to cheat and look at your notes a little bit, that's okay. But we should have both the first and the second part of the ICANN mantra memorized by now. That was part of the homework assignment from last week. And I'm gonna go mute here. And I'm going to let somebody take the lead. Who wants to take the lead that's got it memorized?
My ICANN attitude means forming positive habits.
I will choose carefully to reflect on my ICANN attitude, which is a master key to attracting, acquiring, and maintaining customers. Amen and amen. I have been literally, since last Tuesday night, chopping at the bit to share, and I'm going to watch the clock and do it in under a minute. Last Monday night was Emily, our middle daughter's 17th birthday, and on Monday, she said, Daddy, do you want to go to this movie with me tomorrow night, because it's the, you know, cheaper night? And I said, absolutely, that's what I want to see, and the two of us will go. And we weren't late, but there was a movie line down halfway down the block. I said, drop me off here, I'll jump in line, you go park. And we did. Well, halfway in the middle of the line was a couple I don't see very often, but I've known them for, oh my goodness, 35 years. I walk up to them and I went, hey, how are you guys doing? And the first thing he says to me, and this is how timely it fits into lesson 3, I'm wearing one of my many In-N-Out Burger t-shirts, proudly, okay? I am like William Todd. I mean, I'm right there loving this place. And this guy looks at me and says, Vance, you need to get rid of that shirt. And I said, excuse me? And I'm thinking, my ICANN attitude means forming positive habits. I will choose my words carefully. And I said, no, actually, Dave, I'm not going to get rid of this shirt because I just bought this not too long ago. And he said, well, you still need to get rid of the shirt. And I said, no. Well, anyways, Dave, I said, hey, congratulations on these guys are like elders at a thriving, growing church. And I said, congratulations on the acquisition of the new building that you guys got. And he goes, you're not supposed to know about that. And I thought in my brain at that point, wow, this guy's 2 for 2. He's just roaring on the negativity. And I'm going to come, and I said, well, I do. Welcome to the 21st century. There's these things called social media. and word travels really fast. So congratulations again. I'm so excited for you guys. Well, his wife takes over at that point, and she's actually pleasant. And so I just turned my whole body and focused on her. And I thought, I'm not going to talk to Knucklehead anymore because he's like raging on the negative vibes. And that's not something that I need in my life. Period. So I guess the moral of the story is we get to choose not only our words, but also our reactions. And Nancy, are you on the line with us? Because you sent me the most amazing email.
Yes, I am. I just unmuted.
Okay. Can you please share with that group those, you said six words, seven words that you learned as a kid from your mom?
Yeah, six words. I was riding my bike yesterday and listening to lesson three and lesson one, and I had a huge aha. My mom always taught me not to be jealous, to be kind, and think the best of others, and she led this life, and she was my role model. And while listening to like the 100th time to lesson one, I realized that my mom repeated over and over again these six words, weigh your words before you say them. And I repeated those six words my whole life, repetition. Does that sound familiar? It was my life with I can't all along. There's a lot of meaning in those six words, and it resonated with I will choose my words carefully to reflect an I can't attitude, etc. And hello, it same goes attracting lifelong friends and people that you work with. And I can't attitude has been in all of us our whole lives.
And share the quote again.
Weigh your words before you say them.
Weigh your words before you say them. Weigh your words before you say them. So seven words.
Absolutely. I counted wrong. Yes, seven words, yes. And it's so much like I will choose my words carefully. And
mm-hmm.
I almost fell off my bike when I thought about it. Like, oh my God, she's right here. She's with me. Anyway, I had to share that.
That's awesome. And those of you who, you know, maybe you've grown up in the church, it seems to be a mantra that's plastered across a lot of people's doors or in their homes, the words that Joshua spoke to the children of Israel, choose you this day. You know, it's our choice. It's our choice. And it does impact what happens. And because if I, you know, just like, you know, Nancy, you could have fallen off the bike, but you didn't.
No.
You know, I could have looked at my friend Dave and just said, man, what is with you? Because this was not just a one-time occurrence. He's always like this. Every time I see him, he pushes the sarcasm envelope so much that it's very destructive at this point. So, anyways, there was one other person that I queued up that we spoke this morning, Rita. You kind of had an ICANN experience last week and with somebody who ordered the water pack. And Rita called me in a kind of a, I don't know if I can use the word panic, but you were kind of fearful that, because for obvious reasons and for valid reasons. But I love the fact that, I don't actually love the fact, but you used these words and you said, did I do something wrong? And I responded back, absolutely not. But Rita, share what happened when you actually took it the next step and called Nikan, because you got the vibe or you were getting the impression that this gal was going to cancel the whole order.
I wasn't sure exactly what she had done, but she's a new customer. English is a second language. She understands English far better than she speaks it. And while she was out west, she decided to order the water bundle, the water unit bundle, and have it shipped to her place in Massachusetts so that she would arrive home, and then 2 days later the bundle would arrive. And I went over six times at least the breakdown, the savings, the prices, and there was no significant issue with her at that point. And then, so we discussed when it would be shipped, et cetera, et cetera. She saw the charge on her credit card and freaked out and called Meekin, and then called me to tell me she called Meekin. And I asked her if she wanted to cancel the order, and she said no, and I repeated all the prices and the savings again. And you suggested that I inquire of Meekin what kind of took place, what transpired. And they were absolutely wonderful. And the guy even said to me, I think there's a slight language barrier with her. anyway, the I can attitude kept me from hitting into overdrive. And the order did arrive. Hopefully, I've talked to her two or three times since then. I hope she's put it together. I described how to put it together. I gave her the video information. But I haven't talked to her today, so I don't know. But it was, the I can attitude was awesome. And Meekin, whoever I spoke with at Meekin was really great.
And Rita, one of the things that I took away from that is that we can always choose, you know, which path we're going to go on. And those of us who are listening to the lessons each week, you're going to hear that over and over and over. I don't do negative. And it's really fun when you have these experiences and you seek to encourage people, you know, because there's always benefits for that. I mean, I didn't get in trouble at Costco yesterday, but I was talking with a friend that I hadn't seen in a few weeks, and I was telling her about IKEA and how great they do three food festivals a year, and it's an all-you-care-to-eat type thing, and it's wonderful Swedish food. And, well, one of the sample ladies, she stopped serving her samples, much to the frustration of all those customers that wanted a free sample, and turned to me and she said, "Hey, I can't help but hear what you're saying. Where is this place? I gotta go there." I started laughing and I'm looking at this line of people that want her, you know, free samples, and they're starting to get mad because she's not serving them, and she totally turned her body outside about face. And I thought, this is how much fun it is when we take it to that next step. And we don't, I didn't have any intention on, I don't get paid by IKEA, you know, that I don't work for them. But when we have an experience that we truly enjoy, it's always fun to share it with other people. I know there's lots of other experiences that have happened Meekin-wise. Takeaways, observations, ahas, like Nancy said. Who else wants to share?
Can you hear me, Dan?
Yeah, go ahead. Now we can.
Okay. All right. What else? Last week I had a meeting with a I invited a lot of people. I had like a mini health fair or health information session. I chose, and I had to eat my words afterwards, not to go through my spiel because I knew this lady really well. And then when I was listening to Marty going over and over, I said, oh, no, that's not what I was supposed to have done. I was supposed to go through the same, you know, elevator speech, whether I'm on the elevator or 101, or even in a group, it says every time. So this was my aha that I learned from kind of the hard way, but it was one of my learning experiences.
And typically when, by the way, you bring up about, this is Nancy again, right?
No, this is Norma. My voice
Norma,
is not
I'm,
good today.
No, okay. My left ear is a little bit impacted from the, what do they use, lidocaine at the dentist now? Novocaine is the thing of the past, but it's lidocaine. My whole left side of my face is still not, but that's my better ear, so it's a little bit skewed from my dental surgery less than 4 hours ago. But, Norma, you bring up a really interesting point in that, as Marty said, the only person that ever gets sick of hearing our spiel, our elevator speech, is us. So we might want to tweak it a little bit so it's even interesting to us that we'd want to go re-sponsor ourselves. And that's something. And what, instead of going through them tonight, because as you start to write this out, like I mentioned last week, Norma had an opportunity to go for it. It should flow easily. It should be something, well, there's several of you on that have done the ICANN. Well, let me call on Jeannie. Jeannie, would you mind sharing your elevator speech? And I can't time it because I got home at 5:02, thinking I could walk in the house, grab the landline, and jump on the call. But what do you do when your wife of 23 years decides to pull a fast one on you and use the landline? She never uses the landline. Ever. Well, you reboot. I can't add it to you. That's what you do. So anyway, Jeannie, do you mind sharing your elevator speech?
Sure. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, good. I didn't know if I had to start sick. Well, 15 years ago, I suffered from repetitive injuries that I consider to be chronic disease in my body. My husband did too. We've both demonstrated kitchen gadgets for 30-plus years, and we lived on ibuprofen, knowing that that was kind of bad for our internal organs, but yet we had to make it through our 12-hour workday. And a friend of mine introduced me to some amazing no side effect solutions, and the results came very quickly to me, and I decided that if it worked for me, it must help all my many friends and colleagues too that had issues of the same type of thing. And so I partnered with NuGen, and it's become a wonderful income producer. And I just think it's sad that by the time we reach, I learned these figures recently, by the time we reach age 65, that 80% of us have one or more chronic diseases, and that we just think we have to live with it. And treating chronic diseases also accounts for 86% of the nation's healthcare costs, and that's just appalling. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, and it's unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
It doesn't have to be. Yeah, it's let me share what I think will be an elevator speech of our neighbor at our in-home last Thursday. And she did this in about 15 minutes. I'm not going to take 15 minutes. I wanted her to share with the group of people that were gathered in our living room what happened to her on the 4th of July when I gave her my necklace. But she went into at least 7 or 8 minutes of the history of her neck. And it was something along the lines of, well, about 6 years ago, when I gave birth to our oldest of three children, I developed all kinds of neck and shoulder issues. The doctor said, well, it's normal. You're carrying a lot of extra weight on your front, and, you know, you're dealing with a baby now. And so as soon as you stop breastfeeding, the best solution we have for you is just start, you know, eating ibuprofen. And then she said, so I did. And I just kept eating them and eating them, and then I got pregnant with our second and then our third. So I had to kind of monitor how much I was literally chewing these things like candy. And for the last 6 years, I've not been able to pick up any one of my three children because I not only don't have the strength, but the agonizing pain in my shoulders and my neck will not allow me to pick them up. And when Vance handed me his necklace, I put it on, and within seconds, I could feel something going on. And I raised my hands higher than I'd ever raised them in the previous 6 years. And then 3 days later, we took a road trip all the way to Southern California from here in Portland, and I wore that necklace 24/7. And then one day when we were down at the pool, my neck started hurting again. I thought, yep, that's it. It was just a fluke. It was just a few days, and I was going to have those results, and then it's not going to work anymore. And she said, I reached up, and lo and behold, I had taken it off, and it was still up in the hotel room. And I walked back up and got it, put it on, and all everything went back to normal again. She's barely even a customer. I had to text her again today, her ID number and password, because when she placed her order the first time, even though she was a registered customer, she did a search for Vance and Stacy Rogers, and it magically popped up for some reason, because sometimes it doesn't. But that's an example of an elevator speech. And again, she's not even a consultant yet. I'm saying yet because I'm fairly optimistic that she will be. So next week, we're going to be sharing those. Please work them out, write them out, say it out loud, 30 to 60 seconds. And that's going to be the bulk of the call. Any other observations or ahas from the group?
Vance?
Yes.
It's Suzanne.
Go ahead, Suzanne.
I have an observation and an ICANN experience. One is one of the things that really jumped out at me when Marty was talking about crafting your elevator talk. He says it's about you, but it's more about uncovering their why. And I just thought, wow, that's really amazing. And I'm going to send something to the group chat, an article that was on Twitter that's from entrepreneur.com. And it's a long article, but there's a part about having three different sentences and then answering those sentences and combining it into one sentence. So I thought that it would be helpful as we tweak and work on our elevator speeches.
If you're going to text that, Suzanne, I will in turn pass it on via email so Betty gets it, because I know Betty doesn't text. Okay.
Would you rather send it to you email first? I can do that.
What's the preference of the group? Because if the majority of the group is fine getting it in their phone, and or if they want, either way, we're going to get it. Everybody's going to get it both ways. So just text it to me, and then I'll just you know, once I get the link, I can share it that way.
All right,
well,
I'll do that. So you know, I just really like the idea of it uncovering their why, and so I had a lot of ICANN experiences this week, and probably the largest one was when my car died, and instead of the 20 minutes that AAA said it was going to take for the car to be picked up and towed away, it was 3 hours.
Oh.
And so I had a lot of time to practice my ICANN attitude, and I did call AAA twice, and I was very polite, and both people that I talked to said, I want to thank you for being so polite. I know that this is a really difficult situation for you. So I felt that that was good, that I was able to keep my ICANN attitude even on hour three.
we've all been there, and the fun part is not manifesting that old self. And instead, you know, walking it out. Absolutely.
Hey, Vance,
you know, the other
Gary
time,
with an aha.
Go ahead, Gary. Go
so
for it.
I was really taken by Mike DiMuccio's statement at the beginning when he's talking with William about the shifting paradigm. And I was so impressed with it, how it rolled off Mike's tongue that I listened and wrote, and I listened to it, it felt like about 80 times, so I could write it down. And before you came on the call, I read it to the group to break the silence.
Thank you. And Gary, can you share it again so it's picked up on... Actually, no, never mind. I'm not so concerned about the recording. But, you know, Gary, there's so many of these these shifting paradigms, and when you hear somebody like Mike or like Michelle Kalich, I just mispronounced her name, so I'll stop. From Saturday morning, she referenced something that Bo Tanis had shared, and that was so life-transforming for her. And as she shared it, I thought, oh my goodness, she's been a Nikan 17 years. Well, look at me, I'm at 20, coming up on 26. And I'm still discovering new things of going, huh. It's that attitude of staying in the mode of constantly learning and going, okay, what do I need to do to make myself better in this arena? And when we're willing to become all things to all people, or all things to all men, as the Apostle Paul said, is that we're going to learn how to share our elevator speech with people, tweak it in the moment a little bit, but not too much, so that they go, wow. And if you missed Debbie Davis from two Saturdays ago, I'm still quoting that to people. Hey, if I could show you a way. And that's what I'm going to do with our neighbors when I get the opportunity, because I learned more about her last Thursday night, and the fact that she literally is burning the candle at both ends and in the middle. So we don't have the SAQ that Marty refers to, but we do have blank pieces of paper, a napkin, something to write the five pillars down. Body, mind, family, finances, and society, and have them score themselves. You know, I can, all of us are smart enough to see somebody really quickly and say, yeah, rather than telling them that, man, you look like you're suffering in this area, with the statistics of where we're at in this country, we don't have to tell people. Let them come to that point of honest admission. And when they do, that's where we pull the Debbie Davis line, is what I refer to it as. If there was a way that I could show you a solution to help with that, would you be open? Because for me, boom, there's your lead-in for your elevator speech. And whether it's a casual contact or somebody that you've known for years or whomever, it's a fun way to do it.
Yeah, Vance.
I'm gonna do the male voice first, because that sounds like Wes.
No, it was Larry.
Larry, I'm sorry, Larry. Yeah, it's the lidocaine in my left side. Maybe I should switch. I'm gonna switch to my right side, but I don't usually put the phone on that side. Go ahead, Larry.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to expand, because that was really what I was gonna talk about, what you were talking about. But I think I could add a couple of things that might be of interest. Is that, you know, when we find out the reason why they might need a solution, I think most of us gravitate to a pain or a hurt or something like that, and a lot of times their needs go far beyond the body and mind, when we think about that, I think it expands the opportunities to talk to more people. They don't always have aches and pains, especially when they're young and active and they, I don't recall having many things to complain about until I got after 50, you know, so I think it's really, really interesting if we think about how we can find out their need, which may not be to solve an ache and a pain.
So you're saying, are you implying that it may be more of just getting a life of balance?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I think I am.
Yeah.
Good night.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Larry.
Yep.
Oh, good.
There was a female voice that started speaking right when Larry did.
So this is Lori in South Carolina.
Go ahead, Lori.
There's a teacher that Suzanne and I did an ABC with, and she works in the school with me, and we had our first day of school today, and she's a different person. She has New Chem products on her 24/7 now, and she literally is a different person. And she doesn't even have the sleep system yet. And basically, when Marty was talking about the New Chem products offering a healthy body, and that the products are mood-altering, and they can reduce stress. And I can just look at Sarah's countenance and see a different person, a different perspective. She has been in discomfort for many years. And just to see her eyes with joy in them. And I looked at her and she goes, oh my gosh, these insults are amazing. She said, I feel great. And she was always having her head down and kind of shuffling. And, you know, she's a young lady. She's younger than I am. And so I didn't think I'd get a little teary-eyed when I'm sharing this, but it's absolutely just fulfilling and amazing. I'm not surprised, but I'm still amazed at how these products change people's lives. And so drastically and so quickly.
Yeah, it really does make it fun when you look. And again, I want to, as you're memorizing the whole mantra, we keep referring back to, and Lori, this is your second time or third time through the program?
Second time.
And it's so fun when you can reference things, because I please don't take this the wrong way, but some of you have heard me refer to Marty, Michael, and William as my three shower buddies, okay? And I'm not saying that I get in the shower with them, but that's one of the, when you're an active parent, Stacy has started locking the bathroom door just to get some serenity away from the 8-year-old bouncing Ethiopian that never stops. And I've discovered that she won't come bug me in the bathroom when I put the guys on. And I put them at a decibel level that, you know, is very, very loud. But those little things that they keep teaching, the testimonies that they share, their own life experiences, you're going to find that you're going to be going, oh, huh, I just had that experience. It really becomes a interesting opportunity when we just keep putting the good stuff in. And it's a fascinating thing. So is there anybody else that wants to share a takeaway, an aha, something that you were able to apply?
Yes, Vance, this is Anne.
Go ahead, Anne.
I was especially attentive to the part where Marty was talking about when we give our elevator speech to pause and nod. And, you know, this is my third or fourth time, I don't even remember, doing this. And I never really thought about that. I'm always in constant motion and do things rather quickly. And I think about Suzanne, who is my mentor, and when she speaks, she's very definitive. And when she has an interview with someone, she pauses and nods and repeats their name. And I think that's pretty awesome. So I'm trying to do that a little more instead of zipping through everything like I normally do.
The commercial was Katera, the caddy that zigs. So, you know, zigging and zagging back and forth. Some people can, you know, if your name is Nick Rogers, my younger brother, he and his daughter, my niece, Haley, she can zigzag and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I mean, so much so that I asked her once, when you go to bed at night, Haley, does your mouth hurt? and she responded, you mean because I talk so fast? I don't talk that fast, Uncle Vance. You ought to see my friend here. So yeah, pausing, a proverbial pause, is so necessary. Allow people to comprehend it. Allow them to assimilate it, to absorb it. So vital.
Hey, ma'am.
Yes, Jeannie, go ahead.
This is Jeannie. I remember somewhere, I don't know if it's in this lesson, because I didn't listen to the lesson this week. I read it. But she talks about when we're writing our elevator speeches, to think of maybe in each pillar of health to write from that perspective or to recall a story from that perspective. And I remember I had worked on one, and I want to do this again, about because I worked so many, I was either working a lot or I had chunks of time available, and wondering what to do with those chunks of time. And so it became a society thing. How can I contribute to my community in, during these downtimes? And weekend fits perfectly into that, too. So I'm working on coming up with a story about that, too. So maybe, you know, think about not just your physical story, but maybe, you know, in one of the other pillars.
It's a vital thing, especially when we look at the society element, when we're mixing it up with people and we don't know which angle to go. It might be a good idea to segue that right in to, let me just take a stab in the dark here. 27 years ago, I jumped off of a 75-foot waterfall, and I injured my back pretty bad. And I thought I was just going to have to live with that agony for the rest of my life, until a little over a year later, I encountered this company called MeCan, and it wasn't just so much their product, but it was their life concept. They call it the five pillars of health, you know, achieving balance in all five of them. And I was desperate for some financial help in that pillar, more so physically, but it really was allowing me to see that if we strive for balance, then we can really live at harmony with other people and the earth. And it is kind of, well, I don't know if it's sad or if it's frustrating, but I find it interesting that so many people were just out of balance these days in one area or the other. And this company has showed me a way to do that. Something along those lines, especially if we encounter people that look like they've got it all together, because they may look like they have it all together, but chances are they don't. I want to find out, Rita, Jeannie, Suzanne, Nancy, Norma, Suzanne, Gary, Larry, Lori, and Ann. You've all shared. Who else is on the line? Can you hit star 6 or demute yourself or just say your first name?
This is Sandra, and I wanted to share that the elevator speech is particularly important. And that the length of what you say is also important. I finally today connected with a couple that looks like they have it all together. She works for a law firm, and he's just tall, dark, and handsome, and I was somehow reluctant to approach them. But today we made contact, and I had to use the elevator speech because I did not want it to overwhelm them, because they don't know anything. They just know me. So I was really happy to have been introduced to the phrase elevator speech, and I'm encouraging me to keep it short, because sometimes you can give too much information too quickly. So what I essentially said to her, I said, you know, I've been trying to catch you because I just want to connect with you to share something, to see how it could be a benefit to you and to others that you care about. So we chatted just a moment, then she said, what's it all about? And I went, So I came up with my elevator speech. It was real short. And I said, what we want to share with you is our ministry of being helpful to other people. And I know that you have a heart to help people. And there is information about wellness and about life and being healthy that transcends any one category. It could be mental, physical, emotional, family-wise, freedom, time, financial. And I just think that if you had this information, it might bless you and others that are important to you. And that was it. She says, oh, okay. When can we connect? And that was it. That was it. So I was just tickled, just really pleased that this person that I've been kind of not dreading, just anxiously wanting to connect with. And when she asked me, what's it all about? I was like, no, that's what I didn't want to do. But the elevator speech is great because it allows you to say succinctly what you want to say. And that's why I just wanted to emphasize the part about if it's short, it can be really to your advantage. Because I certainly wasn't going to tell her a lot. I mean, you don't do that. It's the experience that matters. Anyway, she gave me an appointment with no hesitation.
You know, Sandra, that's so crucial. And I appreciate you reminding, because some of us, this is our first time crafting this, or maybe we're going to recraft it because it's not just flowing the way we want it to. And this goes back to something that came out of Orlando that Dave Rolfe said, have you written out your business plan? You know, and if we haven't, it needs to be. It needs to be penciled out or penned out or dry erase marker or something. It needs to be so you can see it. That coming out of that will basically become your mission statement, you know, the purpose of our lives. What is it that we're created to do? And it needs to be something that really, you know, we're all about. Is there anybody else that, I'm not asking you to speak or share, just I want to find out who else is on the call.
Cindy. Hi, Dan.
Good evening,
Tyra.
Cindy. Thank you. Tyra. Thank you, Tyra.
Elaine Matthews. Hello.
Good evening, Elaine. And Elaine, I love the fact that, Elaine, that you email me. But you email me some really good stuff that, you know, and the next future calls, you're going to have to share that stuff with the group, because that's really, really, you know, well, it's powerful. So you can't pull the shy card out and say, you know, I don't know. You can't do that. You've got to speak up. Anybody else in the way? Go ahead, Elaine.
I had a call this week, and the lady was very, very negative. And, you know, I listened to her, and eventually I said to her, I don't do negative. And I couldn't believe it came out of my mouth. you know, she kind of stopped, and she regrouped her wording a little bit, and she changed it a little bit to be more positive. And I said to her, I said, you know, we got to look at this through different eyes. I said, let's just change it around a little bit and be a little more positive. And let's talk again. So, you know, little by little, I'm hearing this in other people, and I'm catching on to different words people are using. And I can give you my elevator speech if you would like me to.
I want to save them till next week.
Okay.
Here's my reason why. The last session of I Can Attitude, that was by far the most powerful recording, and it served as a benchmark. And so I want to make sure that I am on a landline phone, and then secondly, that I'll eliminate all the background noise. I didn't mute everybody out on this one, and that's my fault. But we just have to go in order of who's on the line, and we'll make sure we do that. And so, and I will do my darndest to be very punctual. So again, if I missed you, if you haven't spoken up, can you do that now? Just first name.
Hi, Dan. This is Steve.
Good evening, Steve. I thought I heard your voice earlier. Anyone else that I've missed?
And I've only been on just a short period of time.
Okay.
so finishing up work.
Okay. All right, gang.
But
I can
speak to the power of the I can attitude. And I'm not saying I've won for the last 7 weeks because my boss has been riding me with spurs on. And I've been at his desk every other day for 7 weeks for anywhere from a half hour to an hour and 15 minutes getting chewed on.
Wow.
And
you're like
a new boss.
You're like the all-star employee, huh?
That's right. It's been an interesting time. And I'm not saying that he's been wrong. But because I've had some issues the last couple of years at work, and it hasn't been pretty. But anyway, in the stress of it all and the stress of not having our website give us the calls and stuff and trying to get things up and being so far behind. About 2 weeks ago, all of a sudden, I started to get a really bad headache, and by Thursday morning when I went to work, I was having a really hard time seeing the computer. I couldn't figure out what was going on. And then that night I get home and my wife goes, "Why is your right eye just absolutely red?" And I'm going, "I don't know." But as I thought about it, you know, and my right eye is my dominant eye, and I was having fireworks go off in my eye. It wasn't exploding, just going off and going up in the air. And I had flocks of birds flying around in there, and a blood vessel had broken in the back of my eye and caused all these floaters to be in there and all kinds of crazy things. And I had, you know, very limited eyesight for about 10 days. And it was just really an interesting time to go through all that pressure and still not snap back, not be nasty, not, just being disappointed that things were going down the way they were. But it's been interesting that I'm still there and haven't thrown my towel in, but it was sure close a few times. So I'm thankful for that I-can attitude.
And that's what keeps us going. You know, and that last part, the sixth part of the mantra, my I-can attitude gives me serenity. I know that any given moment, and if we just only can get that aspect, when we go through those things, it allows us to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Okay, gang, we went a bit longer than I would have liked to tonight, but hopefully this has been beneficial. If there's anything that I can do on my end, don't hesitate to email, text, call, and happy memorizing, happy scripting of your elevator speech. Please bounce it off somebody. If you have a spouse or if you have a neighbor, say, "Hey, I got to practice this. Can you give me some feedback?" It becomes a lot of fun when we'll step out and do that. So, thank you again, and we will talk Saturday morning, or if not, Monday. Same time, same number, and same I can focus. Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Dan.
Good night. Thanks, everyone.
Night, Dan.
Thank you.